Hello, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and this is my monthly update. I'm a pianist and a composer working in the area of Austin, Texas. So at the beginning of November, I traveled up to Western Massachusetts, my old stomping grounds, and recorded some music with the flutist Sam Levereau. Sam and I have been collaborators for a couple of years. She's played some of my music, and I accompanied her on a couple of recordings that we made together. We recorded music by Mozart, John Williams, Gobert, and Bizet. These recordings aren't available to the public yet, but I think next year I'll be able to release them with her. It was great to get back to the Pioneer Valley. This is maybe the best time of year to be in New England. It's colorful and vibrant, and the temperature is pleasant. It's cool, but not cold yet. And there is something very nostalgic about the autumn up there for me. I had a couple of church performances this past month at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, the Trinity Church of Austin, and the Memorial United Methodist Church. I don't have an affiliation with a particular church in this area, and I'm just kind of working as a sub right now, which is kind of nice. I get to experience different spaces to perform in. I meet different congregations and different styles of worship. The picture in this slide is from the Unitarian Universalist Church. They had a really nice piano, and it was fun to play on. Maybe the thing that I was the most proud of this month was the New Sounds Concert. The New Sounds Concert was my attempt to call attention to and host music by local composers and student composers. These were composers of all ages, ranging from little kids to adults, and of all experience levels. I had some music that I performed in it. Keith Allegretti performed one of his pieces. Brittany Benavides, a local pianist who I've worked with recently, performed one of her pieces. The New Sounds Concert was live-streamed, and then I edited the recordings separately and uploaded them to YouTube. This was a wonderful experience. I'm very honored to have been able to present this music. I tried something new these past 2 months, which I released in November. As some of you may know, I work at Ballet Austin as a piano accompanist for dance classes. Most of the time when I play there, I don't make any kind of recording of the music. I just kind of play it and then I leave, but I had this idea that I would try recording some of the music on my phone and maybe release some of it. It was an interesting experiment. Most of the tracks, which is to say most of the exercises, are only about a minute long, but there are some that are longer. Let me know if this is something that you're interested in, if you're one of the people listening to my music. Basically, these are piano improvisations on melodies from classical music and also from pop culture. I'm very fond of using music from video games, which seems to work very well in this context for some reason. The goal is always to serve the class and the instructor in a way that is conducive to good dance. I love making ballet music, and I hope to do much more of it in the future. These recordings are available to subscribers to my website. This is a way that you can support my work. It's $4 a month, and you get access to things like this, little recordings that aren't available elsewhere. There's a podcast on there that's exclusive to subscribers. There's sheet music for many of my original pieces. There's all sorts of goodies on there. So if that interests you and you'd like to support me, that is a way you can do so. Finally, I wanted to showcase a jam session that I had with the local musician Jacob Dykus, which I thought was especially enjoyable and productive. Jacob is a guitarist and drummer based in Round Rock. He's a member of a Christian metal band called Forgiven You. Jacob and I met as colleagues at Premiere. I enjoy jamming with Jacob from time to time, and I hope to put more such sessions on my site as time goes on. In December, I have a couple of events. The first is a handful of recitals with young musicians. I'm playing with the Chisholm Trail Middle School Choir for their holiday concert, and I'm playing on a student recital at Armstrong Community Music School. I played for the Kids in Harmony Piano Studio Recital on December 4th. I'm recording this on December 10th, so that already happened. I'll probably make the recording of my playing on that show available this month. If you want to go support Brittany Benavidez and her piano studio, visit kidsinharmonytx.com. Brittany is excellent with kids. I thought that was an amazing recital, complete with awards for students for their accomplishments, Kids in Harmony t-shirts, and a lot of love in that room. On December 24th, Christmas Eve, I'll be performing music with Graham Yates. This is four hands piano music that he arranged and composed. I'm super excited to be doing that. And if you'd like to hear us, that will be at Wellspring United Methodist Church. Speaking of churches, I'll be playing at the Unitarian Universalist again on December 19th. And for information about that, you can visit austinuu.org. Finally, I plan on continuing to write music and produce musical audio. Most of these projects aren't things I can talk about publicly. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. As projects are released, I will announce them. And this last slide is a picture of Old Settlers Park in Round Rock, where I've been spending a lot of time. I like to take a walk around this pond. I just thought this was a beautiful view, and it was a nice way to end this update. For more information about my activities, visit bentibbetts.net. You can support me there by subscribing if you wish, or if you don't, you can enjoy most of my work for free by clicking on the archive link. Take care.